Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Maxine Waters, the representative's call to push back against administration officials, prompted the president, Alan, to respond on Twitter by calling Waters an extraordinarily low IQ person and saying, be careful what you wish for, Max. This, in contrast, as the Washington Post says, to a call for civility by the White House press secretary who was asked to leave a Virginia restaurant. Civility?
Well, that's amazing. Civility is unbelievable. You're talking about a president, first of all, who at rallies, and CNN's been playing it all night long, all day long, calls for beating the crap out of protesters. You know, what we have is, of course, an anti-civility initiative, which had borders of racism, by the way, from the very beginning. And now with Maxine Waters, he finds the perfect tool, somebody to go after and say that she was uncivil. Meantime, the administration is, we know, taking human rights away from individuals, taking health care away from individuals so that people's babies can't have health care, taking the kind of social safety net away from people. And that whole thing, we all know, borders on racism. So this is the perfect storm for him. In the meantime, we see a stock market going down 300 points, David, again, based on what? Well, Harley Davidson, rather than face some of the consequences of what this president is doing on tariff and trade, is moving the exact opposite of what he said was going to happen, moving abroad. And he, of course, who had been touting Harley Davidson, is now saying, I don't get it. I met with them. They're my friends. So this is not good. And we are seeing this as a run-up to the midterm elections. Now we have a president who is saying, Nancy Pelosi, bad. It's Goebbels 101, and it's going on. So here's a president who is now talking and touting civility when he is the most uncivil guy who has ever been in the presidency of the United States. It's really that simple. And some of the feckless Democrats are agreeing. They're saying, we don't want the Maxine Waters and others doing this kind of reaction to a president who has started the whole thing. Come on, Chuck. Come on, Nancy. Cut it out. This is a time, if there ever was a time to resist, this is it. He says he doesn't like the word resist. Well, too bad.
The U.S. appears to be retreating on a zero-tolerance policy at the border to stop separations. Of course, the analysis you've been making, up is down is up, left is right, nothing means anything. The announcement by the nation's top border security officials, says the New York Times, effectively revives the Obama administration's catch-and-release policy that so angered the president.
Well, yes. You know, when you get caught, just say, well, I didn't really mean it, and do the opposite. Now he's saying, our facilities are better than anybody else's facilities and then the Obama facilities. This guy is really, truly obsessive in his ability to lie. In the beginning, there was a big debate. Should we say lie or should we say he just doesn't know? No, lie is what he does. Is he aware of it? Of course he's aware of what he's saying. He puts things out of his mouth that are totally opposed to any concept known as truth.
Well, there is some truth today in the fact that we have primaries. The federal primary elections are today. Voters in one of New York's congressional districts will select one of seven Democrats in the race that's garnering national attention. Of course, most of our listeners are aware that's the 19th district and Representative John Faso.
Well, we have two of those elections. We have Stefanik up in the North Country. We have John Faso's election here. They're both Republican incumbents. Both of them are targeted. I think Faso has a rougher race. He's more purple, as we say, the blue and the reds melding together. Faso has been in office for a while. People know who he is. They know what his record is. The Democrats, not so much. So now it's going to be a big race to the finish once the primary is over and the Democratic opponent to Faso is selected. Look, well, a few more Democrats in the district, but in fact, it's a purple district. It's a Republican district in that the last several congressmen have been Republicans. Well, now it's going to be an acid test as to whether the House of Representatives, and that's what this is really all about, whether the House of Representatives becomes Democratic. There are a lot of people who think that this country is in deep trouble if there isn't some kind of balanced government.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.